Roy Lanham. Roy was born the youngest of nine children to John Thomas and Pearlie Brooks Lanham in Corbin, Kentucky, on January 16, 1923. Given his first guitar by his brother Arvel, Roy proved to be a natural musician. Around age 10, Roy sent in a box top from Strike a Light Matches for the sheet music to Robert Lund's Talking Blues, a song he featured when performing for the rest of his career. At age 12, Roy and his cousin Jim Brooks entered a talent contest at John Lehrer's Renfro Valley Barn Dance and came in second place behind Lily Mae Ledford, who won a contract with Lehrer. Roy and Jim won wristwatches. In 1939, while still in high school, Roy attended a concert by Grandpappy and his gang featuring Grandpappy Archie Campbell, Doug Dalton on the mandolin, Gene McKee on guitar, Charlie Pickle on bass, and dancer Pete Hines. Roy auditioned for Campbell and, after obtaining permission from his parents, left with the troupe. Campbell's group appeared regularly on KNOX, Midday Merry-Go-Round. At this time, Roy heard George Barnes play an electric guitar, the first time he was ever exposed to that instrument. Roy later played as part of the Fidgety Four with Doug Dalton, Bynum George, and Red Wooten on Chattanooga's WDOD after Campbell moved on to that station. The group was picked up by crooner Gene Austin on a 1940 swing through Chattanooga, and Austin changed their name to the Whippoorwills. The advance man for this group was Tom Parker, who, as Colonel Tom Parker, became famous years later as Elvis Presley's manager. In this group, Lanham functioned as lead guitarist, performing in a jazzy style influenced by Charlie Christian and Django Reinhardt, but distinguished by his development of a four-part harmony chord technique he would alternate with single-string figures. Beginning in December 1943, Roy began performing on WLW, a 50,000-watt station in Cincinnati, for King Records. As a session guitarist, he performed with Hank Penny and the Plantation Boys, which included Sheldon Bennett, Boudelet Bryant, Noel Boggs, Louis Dumont, and Carl Stewart. He also performed with the Delamore Brothers, among others. After World War II, Roy found himself performing in Atlanta, Georgia, on WGST, in a trio called Shades of Blue. He also worked with the Lefevre Trio at Atlanta's WAGA. During this time period, Roy met and wed the love of his life, Marianne Leglise. They met in November 1942 and married in February 1946. She too was in musical entertainment as a singer. They were very happy together, as evidenced by the fact that they stayed together until Roy's death in 1991. After participating in one Chet Atkins session in 1946 for the Bullet label, Lanham moved to Dayton, Ohio, and reformed the Whippoorwills during 1947 and 1948 with Doug Dalton, Gene Monbeck, Dusty Rhodes, and vocalist Juanita Sweet Georgia Brown Vasteen. For the next few years, the combo toured, recorded transcriptions for Smiley Burnett's radio show in Hollywood, and collaborated with Merle Travis on six sides for Capitol Records in the early 1950s. Relocating to Hollywood, California in 1950, the Whippoorwills teamed up with Gene Autry's sidekick Smiley Burnett to produce almost 300 radio transcriptions featuring guest stars such as Tex Williams, Eddie Dean, Rex Allen, Eddie Kirk, Johnny Bond, and the Sons of the Pioneers. It was during his tenure with Smiley Burnett's show that Lanham first met the Sons of the Pioneers, who invited the Whippoorwills to fill in for them on their radio show while the Sons were on tour. Lanham found additional work as an in-demand session player recording separately with Johnny and Dorsey Burnett, as well as Johnny Horton, Jim Reeves, Bonnie Guitar, the Browns, Faber Robinson, Wade Ray, and the Fleetwoods. He also recorded singles under his own name and with the Whippoorwills. Roy helped shape the sound of the Fleetwoods in 1959 on their million-selling records Come Softly to Me and Mr. Blue. The success of the Fleetwood singles on which he appeared led to his recording of a solo LP in 1959 and the Soul Whippoorwills album Sizzling Strings. Through the Sons of the Pioneers, he became familiar with Roy Rogers, who arranged for Roy to play guitar on Dale Evans' recording of Happy Trails. After the death of Carl Farr of the Sons of the Pioneers in 1961, Pat Brady invited Roy to join the Pioneers, which he did in September 1961 until 1986. Despite his relative obscurity, Lanham is often esteemed on the level of such well-known guitar greats as Chet Atkins and Merle Travis. Roy left us on February 14, 1991, but his accomplishments live on. Information for this audio clip came from your audio series descriptions moderator, Roger Hohenbrink. This audio clip is provided by the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, a group of volunteers dedicated to preserving radio's past. If you are interested in assisting to preserve radio's golden past so that future generations might also enjoy it, we urge you to look into membership in the Old Time Radio Researchers Group. Visit our home on the web at www.otterprojectonline.info. I'm your announcer, Doug Hopkinson.